All right, Bill, thank you for talking with Diane Kuja-Hills, the executive director of My Brother's Table in Lynn. We're going to turn our attention now to Cape Ann Environs with Julie LaFontaine. She is the executive director of The Open Door, based in Gloucester, and a familiar guest here, of course, on MSO. Julie, how are you?
You know, Rick, we're doing okay. We have put plans in place here to protect the community, but also continue on with food distribution for the time being.
Well, I think that being okay is most excellent at this time, and the speed at which you have converted and adjusted and posted all that on the website to me is astounding. Maybe you could give me a quick summary, I guess, of the priorities, Julie, because the thing I'm calling about for the most part is to make sure people have information on how to get help and also how to give help.
Okay, so let me give you the quick rundown. In this time of the pandemic, we have doubled down on our core food programs, which include our food pantry in Gloucester and in Ipswich, as well as our community meals program, which have been converted fully to takeout meals only. And so what does that look like on the ground? What it looks like this week is yesterday we had a successful conversion of our Gloucester food pantry from a full-choice shopping model with a grocery cart to emergency bags distributed curbside outside of the building. We served 132 households with pre-packed bags of shelf-stable groceries, which is your cereal and your shelf-stable milk and peanut butter and tuna fish, those kinds of things. And then in addition to that, we had a bag of fresh produce that was also pre-packed. And then we had a bag that had milk, egg, and cheese and a meat protein if someone was not vegetarian. And that went, considerably well under the circumstances, 132 households connected with those groceries. So we're getting ready next week to flip over our Ipswich food pantry model to the same curbside distribution, and that is what it looks like to get food from either of those pantries. I'm frequently reminding myself to take a breath, and I'm going to do that. Do you have any questions?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I absolutely take a breath, and I can't even imagine how busy you and your staff are. And I'm just wondering, Julie, have you gotten guidance from outside, or is this something that you have been able to talk with your staff and figure out? Because, again, the transition is remarkable, and it looks like there's no loss of service to those that you take care of.
So certainly we're following guidance from our local health department, from the CDC, working closely with the mayor and the school department, working with the Greater Boston Food Bank as well. It is not a time to operate in a vacuum, so we are following guidance. But I do have to give a shout out to our team here, in particular, our Director of Operations, Jen Perry, who really has been the point person for helping us develop these plans, think them through, and help make the conversions. And in her working on operations, it frees me up to do the things that I need to do. And each team member is really doubling down on their job during this crisis. So a shout out to the team that made it happen and are making it happen on a daily basis. I would also add that we have continued the meal service, and so that looks like a prepared meal that can be picked up here curbside from noon to 5, Monday through Friday. And if someone needs food and is quarantined or cannot get here, there are two ways that they can get food. The first way would be to get groceries delivered to your home. We are asking that this be limited to people who really can't get out, mm-hmm. Or have someone get out for them. And they can call our main number, which is 978 978- 283-6776, extension 14, and leave their name and their address, the number of people who are in their household, as well as their phone number. And they will. They need to call by 5 p.m. the day before their grocery delivery, and there will be groceries packed for that household and delivered to their home the following day by volunteer drivers. And you know, Rick, I do have to point out that these are non-contact deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
No one is going into a home. No one is, no one is coming out and interacting. The drivers have protocols for gloves and hand washing, and the meal, the groceries are left outside the home.
Yeah, I know the Manchester by the Sea Police Department is doing something similar. And I want to point out that Julie keeps mentioning here, and here is 28 Emerson Avenue in Gloucester. I also want to point out that if you go to foodpantry.org, you will get all kinds of detailed information, and we will link to that also. We'll make sure that we have a link up there so anybody visiting our website can connect to the foodpantry.org website very quickly and very easily. And Julie, the other thing you mentioned, of course, was the safety of the people who are working there. I imagine there is some anxiety among people who decide to go to work, but I don't think there's any greater calling than what you guys are doing, except possibly with the healthcare industry, of which you really are a part. So, congratulations and good luck to all of you guys. It's an amazing effort. Along those lines, Julie, how can people not associated with Open Door directly help out, or is that even possible at this time?
So it is possible, and there are several ways that people can do that. So first of all, as Fred Rogers says, look for the helpers. And our community has lots of helpers, and they're anxious to help, but we are asking people to hold off on doing physical food drives for us, and the reason why is that we want to minimize the amount of items that come into the building that have been touched by lots of people. And so the thought of pulling together food from people's homes and cupboards and then putting them collectively together for further distribution did not seem like the best plan. So we have organized an alternative way that people can help with a food drive, and that is a virtual food drive. And that virtual food drive is located at foodpantry.org. Hit the donate button and you can make a donation that will help us buy the food that we need, wholesale prices for distribution to the people who need it the most.
Awesome.
The other two ways to help quickly are if you want to be a non-contact delivery driver, you can email helper@foodpantry.org. And we will plug you into a need as it comes up. And then, of course, if you're out there and you need to get help, you can email gethelp@foodpantry.org.